Okay, we are good to
Well, I guess we'll call this meeting to order. I guess it's a beautiful day down in Phoenix, huh? What, if we move to B, do we have any announcements? I don't have anything. Nothing? Okay, let's move to C, possible action, approve the minutes. Did everybody have a chance to read the minutes of last month?
Mr. Vice Chair, I so move to approve meeting minutes from last month.
I guess
This is Matt, I'll second.
Okay, we've got a second. All those in what, Dennis?
Oh, no, sir. It kicked me off. I just got back in. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to call to the public, D. This is a time for the public to make oral comments to the board in person. Note that written statements submitted to the board will not be read during the call to the public and will not be accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, members of the board may not discuss items that are not already listed on the written agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item already listed on the written agenda for the meeting, pursuant ARS 38-431.01H, the board's ability to act on that public comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision for at a later date. Finally, please note that the time allotted for public comments will be limited to 2 minutes so that the public meeting can be conducted as scheduled. Do we have anybody for call to the public? Again, do we have call to the public? Does anybody have anything they want to address the board with? And third time, call to the public. Does anybody have anything that they want to address the board? Having nobody for call to the public, we'll move on to E, the financial report. What have we got on the financial report?
So for this month, there is not much of an update. We're only 3 months into the fiscal year so far. So as of right now, our average revenue is approximately 28, just a little over 28,000, which is less than what was budgeted. Our ending cash value for this month is just a little over 414,000. And for fiscal year 23, the 80/20 adjustments were made, but they haven't been made for this month yet. And that
Okay.
is it.
Okay, does anybody have any questions? If so, if not, do we have a motion to accept the financial report?
This is Constable Kennedy. I move to accept financial report.
This is Matt, I second.
We got a first and a second. All those in favor of accepting the financial report.
Aye.
Aye or
aye.
Nay? Aye.
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 Okay, let's move on to F. Presentation discussion. Now, this is on the equipment grants. Did everybody get a chance to read the equipment grant? Oh, we didn't have an equipment grant. Excuse me. We didn't, did we? No equipment.
No, there was not an equipment grant.
Okay, then let's move on to G, the training grant application. Did everybody have a chance to read through that? And did everybody turn in a matrix on it?
Chair, not everyone turned in their matrix, but Matt recused himself. I know you turned in your matrix, but just so you know, this is the only grant that we have as well.
Okay. So I was the only one that turned in a matrix on it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Please put my matrix as 10 across the board, please. Thank you.
Okay.
And same for me, Ms. Chandry.
Okay.
Do we have a motion on this? Or any questions on it? We've got Constable Blake, president of the ACA, here. Does anybody have any questions for him? No questions. Is there a motion to approve the grant?
Mr. Chair, I so move to approve said grant.
I'll give a second, Chair Hogard.
Okay, we've got a first and second. All those in favor of approving the grant?
Aye.
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 Okay. We move on to H, discussion and possible action on constable complaints. Has everybody had a chance to read through? I believe we've got two of them. Let's go with case number CNA 346-2023, Constable Glenn Morrison, and complainant is Brent Yosick. Has anybody had a chance to read through that?
Mr. Chair, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I have had an opportunity to review all the documentation to include the write-up by our investigator, and I believe at this time I would make a motion to close this with no action.
We have a motion to close it with no action. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, I second that motion.
Got a first and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
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 On this, could we get a roll call?
Sorry, Chair, was that a roll call vote?
Yes.
Okay. Chairman Hogard?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye.
And Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
And Matt?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Motion passes. Okay, to move on to case number CNA 354-2. I'm assuming this is supposed to be 2023. We haven't got to 2024 yet.
No, that case is 2024.
Okay. Fiscal year. Constable James Rich Jr. And complaint Alicia Walters. Has everybody had a chance to read this report? If you've had a chance to read it, do we have any motion on this?
Mr. Terrace, is Matt, if I may?
Yes, Matt.
I have an opportunity to review all the documentation again to include the investigative summary by our investigator. Although I do agree with Mr. Jacobs' assessment that it is a convoluted matter. There's a lot of things moving parts, but I do believe that the constable acted in good faith, and therefore I'd recommend and make a motion to we close this with no action.
We have a motion to close this with no action.
I'll second that.
Okay. We got a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And just because we're closing this, I'd like a roll call vote on it also.
Okay. Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Matt?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye.
And Chair Hogard?
Aye.
Okay, motion 4-0.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to initial screening. And remember, this it just takes one board member to want to push this forward. It doesn't have to be a unanimous. It just takes one to move anything forward. The first complaint for initial screening is CNA 367-2024, Constable Oscar Vasquez, and source of complaint is Grace Howard. Has everybody had a chance to read this report?
Sorry, I hate to be the one to always jump in. I apologize. I would like to move this one forward. And just for the record, I have reviewed the documentation on all of our initial screening cases. And I believe, and I will make a recommendation that we forward all of them this month for further investigation and a response from the affected constables.
And I would second that for all of them by Matt. There's definitely some moving parts. I think that was a good word used this morning, so I would second that.
Okay, there's a motion to move all of these forward and a second. So it only takes one to move it. So all of these will move forward. That will be case number CNA 368-2024. And I can't say that name. But the constable is Byron Rhymes. CNA 369-2024, Mary Burke versus Edward Carmen. CNA 370-2024, Chad Walton versus Byron Rhymes. CNA 371-2024, Devon Gallen versus Denise Garcia. CNA 372-2024, Devon Gallen versus Nathan Wallace. Those will all move forward. And that brings us to the end of our initials. Moving on to I, presentation discussion on the administrative contract. That's on me, and I've got some phone calls out, but I haven't got anything back yet. Trying to deal with these people are difficult, to say the least, but I'm continuing trying. Jay, administrative updates. Have we got any administrative updates?
I do. Hi, Mr. Chair. I have an update. While working on the rules, we are in compliance, as I have submitted the report. For the next 9 to 12 months, I will be working to redo our rules. So this is going to be literally a labor-intensive activity. And as I have updates, I will come to the board.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Okay. Future agenda and action items. Does anybody have anything that we want that you want to have on the agenda for next month? Nothing? Mm-hmm. There's your smiling face.
Good to see you guys.
If we don't have anything else, unless somebody has any questions.
Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn.
We've got a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
This is Matt, I'll second.
All right, Matt, thank you. All right, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for picking up for me today.
Well, I kind of stumbled through it, you know.
Wow. It's all right. Sounded good to me. Hey, everybody, have a good holiday season. Till December.
All righty.
Bye.